Hello and welcome to the latest manager interview. I'm joined by both John Underwood and Neil Baker. How are you boys doing?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, very well, John. Yourself?
Start with you, John. How have you found pre-season to date?
It's been good. I think we've probably had a shorter pre-season than a lot of sides do. Everyone's got their own way of doing it. We were quite happy having a slightly shorter one. And that was based on the fact this time last year the boys came back incredibly fit for pre-season, and we didn't need to get that base fitness into them. We knew that obviously a similar group this time around, so we gave them a good break. Obviously our season finished a little bit after some others, so we gave them a good break. The lads looked after themselves tremendously again, and we've had a good pre-season, I'd say. I don't think anyone massively enjoys pre-season. I think the friendlies can drag on a little bit, but it hasn't felt too bad this year for me. It's felt reasonably short. The massive plus has got to be no kind of serious injuries in pre-season, and you know there'll be so many clubs not in that position. We've got one unavailable for injury on Saturday, but other than that, we're in good health, and the lads have got some good minutes under their belts. You know, results aren't massively important, but we have won 5 out of 7, so you know that kind of winning habit from the end of last season we've maintained for the most part. So yeah, pretty pleased, and I think we're set up nicely for the season now.
And in terms of how pre-season goes, you have the chance to experiment a little bit, try some different things. Have you done that a bit?
In parts. We don't tinker too much with the formation. But we've tried a few little bits and pieces, tried a few players in different positions, and you know we've tried different set pieces, you know, that we've started working on early on in pre-season, and it's a good time to sort of try them out, really, see what works, see what doesn't work. So there's always an element of trying things out, but you know we don't deviate too far away from what we tend to go with.
And in terms of players, you've tinkered a little bit with some players in, some players out. It hasn't been massive. You haven't brought a lot in. Are you happy with the squad as they are now?
Well, absolutely. We were pretty happy with how we finished the season. We had a good squad of players. We've obviously added two very experienced players to that squad. And a couple have gone out, but we're really happy with everything that we've done, and you know the proof will be in the pudding. We'll see how we start, and if we've massively underestimated it, then we'll have to make changes. But we're pretty hopeful that we won't have to.
Yeah, and the season's now upon us, John, and the games come thick and fast. Obviously, you start with Hampton on Saturday. What are your thoughts around that?
It'd be interesting. I mean, they're obviously a very new team. Now, Hampton as a club had a great season last season, but as we all know, That squad's pretty much gone and a new one's come in. So Gary McCann's gone in there with his management team. They know what they're doing. I think they'll have a good season. Obviously, they're still at the point where they're making a few changes. And our hope is that they might not be quite firing on all cylinders. But first game of the season, they're going to be bang up for it. We're going to be bang up for it. Should be a really good game. They've got some dangerous players in their side. I mean, they've signed another one today or yesterday, and so there's a fair bit of unknown. I mean, we've watched them in pre-season, we've learnt as much as we can about them, but they've had a lot of players they've been going through, some that they've signed and moved on, so you know, we've got a reasonable idea what they'll look like Saturday, but you know, there could still be a few surprises in there. But first game of the season, it's wide open. It's going to be a boiling hot day. Hopefully a good crowd. I'm sure it'll be a good game. It should be a good, entertaining game. I think both teams will like to attack. But yeah, it'll be interesting. You know, it's like Bake said, we know a fair bit about the league. We do our homework. We watch games in it. You know, last year we watched games in it. But until you're in it and coming up against these teams week in, week out, you know, we need to probably get the first month out of the way and we'll get a real feel for where we are.
Yeah, there are a lot of games coming thick and fast, as we said earlier, and obviously Hampton, then Chippenham, you know, a tough couple of opening games.
Yeah, absolutely. As John said, we've been to watch Hampton a few times this year, and we know it's going to be a tough opening game. You know, there is no easy opening game at all. Obviously, last year we had a brilliant pre-season, lost our first game of the season at home to Kettering. So, you know, hopefully we won't fall into that trap. And as you say, we then go to Chippenham on Tuesday, who are you know, going for it. You know, they've signed some really good players, and you know they're looking to build on a solid first season at that level. And I'm sure they'll be looking to sort of push the playoffs.
As you both said, you know, pre-season has its place. Pre-season is pre-season. How do you change that edge? How does that dynamic change, you know, going over the white line on Saturday into actually being competitive?
I think at the end of the day, that comes down to the players. You know, we can't, you can't instill certain you know, facets to people's games. You know, they will turn up, and it's whether it's within them, and hopefully we've got the players that, you know, have that desire, have that mentality that they want to win games of football and win points. You can't do anything to sort of prepare yourself for that other than what we've done, and it's down to the players at the end of the day.
And in terms of the players that you've got for Saturday, John, obviously the squad that you've got available, who is available and who's in that squad?
We've got an 18-man squad, as you know now, and obviously you can only name 16. Guy, unfortunately, is not fit for Saturday. We hope he'll be back in contention for Tuesday, but it comes a bit soon for him. And the other one who won't be in the squad is Nathan Smart, who we think is going to go and get a few games, certainly get a game Saturday, and see where we are. You know, still very much a part of our squad. But what we don't want here is anybody sat in the stand. You know, we'll name our 16, and if there's one or two above, you know, on top of that, we'll be looking to get people football, because at this stage you still need to be getting games. So, it's the 18 less Guy and Smarty.
And what do you hope of them?
Sorry?
What do you hope from them on Saturday? Neil's obviously explained, you know, what he'd like to see from the players and what they need. What are your views?
Just to play how we know we can play here. You know, we're pretty successful here. We've got a certain way of playing. I think the closest, you know, you asked about going from friendlies into pre-season, I think the Boreham Wood game here the other Tuesday was probably as close as we've had to a league game in terms of the way it was played. It was very competitive. Bit kind of spiky at times, and a physical battle, but also a fast-paced game. And you know, that I thought we showed up really, really well in that game. And I think that was, you know, that will be the type of game we'll have here Saturday. It might not even be quite so quick with the heat here, but we tried to get friendlies that were competitive, and I think for the most part we got that. It was one or two maybe we didn't get quite as much out of, but I don't think it should be an issue for the boys to hit the ground running Saturday in terms of their performance. You can't guarantee a result, but obviously we want us to be competitive, positive, and we're at home, and obviously to take the game to Hampton, and that's what we're looking from our boys, is to go and have that belief here that we can make this a fortress like we did for the most part here last year, that we can do that at the level up. So we're a very positive changing room, and we want the boys to come here and have a real go Saturday.
Finally, Neil, have you got your starting 11?
Yeah, I think we've you know, we've been talking it through. You know, the whole of pre-season, it's a very, very difficult decision. I think Anders mentioned when we were talking about it with the players tonight, you know, it's not necessarily our best team, because we don't really have a best team as such. We've got a real squad of players here, and like last season, there'll be an element of rotation, because you need to keep players happy as much as possible. But we have a good idea. There's probably one or two decisions that we've probably got to have a chat through in the car on the way home, but we're pretty much there.
Excellent. Well, good luck for Saturday. Hope you get the result that you need, and thanks for your time.
Cheers, John.
Thank you.
Cheers, John.